Continuing Simon Mem Beis, Simon Yimel. We said before that if a tefillin bag, somebody put in tefillin into his tefillin bag, if the tefillin bag was made to be a tefillin bag, then even if you put it in temporarily, it becomes a tashmish kedusha, and you can only put tefillin inside of it. If you just said that you want to make it for tefillin, be in and make it physically for as a tefillin bag, then if you put it in intentionally only for temporary use, then you it does not have kedusha. But if you put it in stam, or surely if you put it in for permanent use, even if you put it in the tefillin one time, that bag has the kedusha. The Rama says, this is what we mentioned before. If you specifically said that I don't want it to be specifically for tefillin, even though you put tefillin inside it, but since lachatchila you made a condition that I want to be able to use it for other things, even if you put tefillin in that kli, it is all right. You can use it for other things. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah does say, though, two things: that even if you made this condition that you could use it for other things, but if right now it's being used for the tefillin, you shouldn't use it for something which is bozui, something which is not mechubadik. Later on, he says even more that even if lachatchila you yachadin for tefillin and other things, but it's not proper to put in your money in the same tick. It's also not covered for the tefillin. While it's being used for the tefillin, to simultaneously be used also for those type of things. But it would help for that to put the siddur or to the mirror or things that are the tzorcha tefillin. If lachatchila your intention was to use for both, then that definitely will help. Continues the Rambam, klaf mu'ubad l'shem tefillin also lichtavol of divrei chol. If you processed a hide to make klaf for tefillin, you can't write divrei chol. You can't write things that don't have kedusha. But you can use it for other things for low level kedusha, like to write a mezuzah or divrei Torah on that klaf. So the chumrah that we have over here is that this klaf is something used to make the kedusha itself, to make the parshias, and therefore, even though we learned before that for the bag, the hazmona, the preparation, does not render it tashmishi kedusha, doesn't have kedusha yet, but the parchment itself, if you mazmin it for kedusha, it has a certain level of kedusha, it doesn't have the full level of kedusha, therefore you could use it for a lower level of kedusha, but you can't use it for a divrei chol, you can't use it for something that doesn't have kedusha at all. Yeah, the mechaber ends azmin loitzabe, if you prepared it and you didn't use it, then the bag does not have kedusha, or you put the tefillin into a bag, but you do not designate that bag to be a tefillin bag, since it's only being used for temporary use, and there was no designation for that, even though the tefillin are in there, that does not get kedusha. The tefillin bag can be used for other things afterwards. As we mentioned before, that even though the bag was not muzman for tefillin, but at the time the tefillin were there, it's not a proper thing to put money together with the tefillin. You should put them in a separate bag.